This conference is being recorded.
Hi, this is Chris Vendilli from ProFromGo.com. I have Super Affiliate Ben Moskal on the line to discuss affiliate marketing and what he's seen from his perspective as a super affiliate that we could all benefit from by implementing in our own affiliate programs and as affiliate managers. So, Ben, welcome to the call. I want to thank you for taking a few minutes to chat with me.
Hey, Chris. How are you? I'm glad to be here.
Did I pronounce your last name right?
Moskal, yes.
Okay,
most people
good.
Don't, but yep,
yeah,
you got it right.
Yeah, I took a roll of the dice there.
Yeah.
I had a few questions for you. First, I was just hoping that you could introduce yourself and talk a little bit about your experience as an affiliate and, you know, kind of how you've evolved in your affiliate marketing career.
Yeah, certainly. If you don't mind, I can kind of give a whole background from the beginning because you know, I guess my story is somewhat similar to what a lot of people, you know, kind of see on the internet as far as, you know, these stories of people who had some sort of a modest start, I guess you would say, and then have kind of evolved and grown into, you know, a full-time business. And just to start from the beginning, I went to law school. I graduated law school, took the bar exam, started working as an attorney. And the work was okay, but I guess being a lawyer wasn't exactly what I envisioned. You know, people think of being an attorney means you like what you see on TV, like with Boston Legal, you know, you try a case, you know, you make $1 million and you go have a cigar with William Shatner. It's not necessarily like that at all. It was tough work, you know, it was a lot of hours, and, you know, some of the work was all right, but a lot of times it felt like almost like you're an assembly line worker, but instead of working on, you know, with machines, you're kind of pushing paper. A lot of the cases were the same. And, you know, I can remember one time when it was right before a holiday, and a partner came in and dumped this massive project on my desk and said, "Hey, I need this by Monday." So I didn't really like that because it just didn't really fit my personality. And in any event, there was a junior associate that I was working with, and she was, you know, 27, 28 years old, my age. And she, despite being very young and whatnot, she was driving the nicest car on the lot. You know, she pulling her BMW every day, and she always had new things and seemed pretty happy. And I knew that she was doing something on the side. I just didn't know what it was. And she said, "Hey, I'm doing this thing called affiliate marketing." And, Chris, when I first heard that, I thought, this sounds pretty sketchy. You know, it sounded like, oh, what's this,
yeah,
some kind of multi-level scheme or scam or something? So a little bit skeptical, of course, because I think everyone's been burned by some sort of scam before where they, you know, you promise riches and then you get nothing out of it. But
yeah, it's almost a rite of passage online to get burned a few times before you
find exactly,
really
yeah. Yeah. So in any event, she said, "Yeah, all you need is a computer and a website and you can make all this money." And she was making, you know, really, really good money. I think she was making about $10,000 a month on the side.
Wow.
In addition to her attorney salary. So lucky for me, she was very, I guess, generous with the knowledge and so forth, and kind of explained it to me. So I started building a few websites and started with pretty much a mess, to be honest with you, and did everything wrong for about 2 years. Threw a bunch of money away on pay-per-click advertising and so forth, and then finally figured out a few things. You know, I didn't spend a whole lot of money on educational materials. You know, I bought a couple things that were fairly modest investments, you know, $50 here and there, and things started to finally click. Found I kind of focused on one affiliate program, which really, really helped me kind of take off and learn the ropes, if you will. In any event, to make a long story short, you know, started making a little bit of money, started going into the black, and then before long I was exceeding my attorney salary, and then, you know, even did better than that. So I thought, hey, I like what I'm doing during the 2 hours at night more than what I do, you know, 8 to 12 hours a day, and I'm making more money with it, so why not do this full time? So left the attorney job and have been doing affiliate marketing full time. So that's been a little over a year ago, and it's been really, really good since then. So that
so you got turned on to it by a coworker, and you've been at it for just about a year now, and you've already reached a level of success that most people can only dream about, from what I've understood about you. And what was really interesting to me is you're almost like kind of an anonymous super affiliate. A lot of the guys who are big time affiliates, they also have a lot of, you know, a lot of their own products and their own websites, and I'm sure you do as well, but you seem to float under the radar a little bit more than most of them, which really, in my opinion, gives you a lot more credibility than some of these other guys, just because you're actually, you know, making most of your income by being an affiliate, not by selling info on how to be an affiliate, which I find to be the catch-22 that a lot of other affiliate marketers seem to get themselves caught up in.
Oh, it's really hysterical, because I mean, not to discredit any of these guys, because I know that they're really good with what they do, but there's one guy that he was kind of joking about. We were at a conference. He said, man, it really seems like there's more people who are getting rich from telling other people how to be affiliates than they are actually doing the work themselves. So, you know, I know that's the case and occasionally. And, you know, we do, I do have, you know, some informational and instructional materials and so forth, and, you know, enjoy doing calls like this one. But at the same time, I like to focus on the affiliate stuff because it's more of what I enjoy, I guess. You know, you get new projects and new programs and new avenues of marketing things online. So that's I guess more my forte than going out and doing all the self promotion and selling your own materials and so forth. But yeah.
Now, I think this interview might be a little bit different than a few of the ones you've been used to, because with Pro From Go, we want to teach people how to create a digital product basically from scratch and then market it online. And I know that most of the interviews you've probably – I'm just taking kind of a wild guess here, but most of the interviews you've done in the past have probably been about the how-tos and the ins and outs of actually being an affiliate. Now, I'd like to kind of touch upon that briefly, but throughout the course of this interview, I'd like to shift our attention a little bit more towards what you've seen from your perspective as an affiliate that could help us as affiliate managers, i.e., the members of Pro From Go are going to be interested in creating an affiliate program where people like yourself could come sign up and then promote their product for them. And I'd like to kind of talk to you today about how these product owners can, I guess, manage their affiliate programs and provide the proper tools and resources to their affiliates. And that's why I want to kind of get your perspective on all that. Since you have so much experience as an affiliate, I think you could help us as affiliate managers create and run a better program.
Oh, yeah, and I that's why I definitely am enjoying this interview, because it's such a different approach. And I think, you know, not to contradict myself, because, you know, I do fairly well with affiliate marketing. But at the same time, I think a lot of the people who have their own products and are selling their own products can often ignore a really, really good resource being their affiliates. Because if you think about it, if you can set up your affiliate campaign and structure it so that it's a win-win situation for both parties, it's almost like it spreads like wildfire. You get this snowball effect where you get one affiliate promoting it, and then you get 10, then 100. And before long, you might have 1,000 affiliates all promoting your product, which, you know, if you think about it, it's like a small army of salesmen out there, you know, not only bringing your sales volume up, but if you think about it, especially with the internet, if you have 1,000 or even 100, whatever the number is, if you get a lot of affiliates who are all pointing their finger at your product as being the product to promote, it adds a tremendous credibility to your product and just makes your sales come that much easier. And, you know, there's just a few, in my opinion, a few things that a lot of affiliate managers or product owners don't do, which are really, really simple things which they could do that would you know, really jumpstart or boost their affiliate programs. And it's incredible. I've seen a lot of companies that I promote who have basically gotten their start from affiliates. One in particular, a company that I know about that was an offline company, and I don't want to, you know, reveal their secrets or anything, but it was an offline company. It was in the service industry, and it went online because it said, hey, we've got to go online. Everyone's online. We got to take this product online. So They took it online. They lost a ton of money at first because they didn't know what they were doing. And then some guy said, hey, why don't we set up an affiliate program? So they set up their affiliate program, and before long they had, I don't know, maybe 1,000 affiliates who were all just getting one sale a month, you know, nothing crazy. And that was enough to basically get them out of the red, and the rest is history. Now it's a multi-million dollar company, and that was their start, just with affiliates. So,
that's the type of story we all love to hear.
Right, certainly.
Even,
so I think
even as anonymous as it is.
Yeah, yeah, and it's, you know, the affiliate team, your affiliates can just be a tremendous resource if you set it up and structure it properly, and I think there are a few things you can do that are just really kind of simple things that could make you, I guess, stand out from the rest of the affiliate programs in your industry.
Yeah, those are the things we'd really like to dive into.
Certainly, yep.
So let's start off a little bit just talking about as an affiliate. Could you give us a few pointers when you are selecting a program to promote, and some of the things you look at, and also what are some of your primary methods of promoting a product?
Okay. I guess to point to the obvious, your payout. And I know, I guess if you think about a business as, you know, if you have a product, let's say you have a product, you're selling it for $30. That initial product is probably, you know, the $30 product is probably not something that you're going to have huge margins on. I know a lot of people refer to this as a loss leader, where they sell their first product and actually lose money on it because they know that they'll make enough money on the second, third, fourth, and fifth product. So, you know, from a business owner's standpoint, you sell your first product for, let's say, $30, but you know that on average that customer is actually worth $130. And this will take a little while to, you know, kind of figure out your numbers, but the idea is that you build up your customer base. You've got a big list of customers that trust you. They like your products. They like your message, your identity, whatever. So you know that you're going to make more money than just that $30 product. So that being said, what I see over and over again is that a program will say, hey, I've got this $30 product. I'm only going to give 10% to an affiliate. So they're giving out $3 on a sale. Now, I'm an affiliate. I use pay-per-click marketing, primarily search marketing, SEO, and that's becoming very, very competitive. It's not cheap. In order to make any kind of money on a $3 product, you know, it probably just isn't going to happen if I'm using pay-per-click. So from an affiliate standpoint, just to kind of simplify this message is, if I'm scrolling through and I'm looking for, I don't know, some sort of product to promote, let's say, I don't know, what's an example of your, would you say, if you can give me an example of a product?
Let's say a digital information product on, it's just a downloadable ebook on cat grooming. That's the kind of example we stuck with throughout most of the membership area. A how-to guide about how to groom your cat at home.
Okay, perfect. Own. All right. So
we'll make up an imaginary price point. We'll say, I don't know, $17.
Okay. All right. So if you, as an affiliate, are looking at that product, you say, okay, it's $17, and a lot of times the industry standard is they say, oh, well, affiliates get 10%. They get 10%, maybe 20% if you're generous. So the affiliate commission is $1.70, or it's, you know, $3.40 if they're generous. If I'm using pay-per-click, there's no way I can make that program work. It's just not going to happen with that little of a commission. Now, if you are selling the cat grooming product, and you've got all sorts of back-end products such as, I don't know, like a more advanced product or, you know,
yeah, we
other
can make an imaginary upsell, we'll say like a DVD home study course or something along those lines. And I just want to put in a little side note disclaimer here. With one of the main reasons we encourage our members to create digital info products is because you have almost no overhead cost and you can pay out huge affiliate commissions. So that'll probably make you happy, since that's your topic at hand at the moment, is payout level. We encourage most of our members to pay out at least 50% to their affiliates on their front end products.
Absolutely. And so using that same example, let's say your DVD product's $150. In any event, why not pay your affiliate, like you said, at least 50%? Some people would even go to the extreme and say, why not give your affiliate 100% of that front end commission? If you know that your average customer is worth $100, why not pay your affiliate $17? Because you're still making an $83 commission on that, or an $83 profit, and you have that entire list of customers that you can sell to down the road. Let's say you come out with a new product in 6 months. So that, you know, that $17 commission or 50% commission or whatever it is enough to attract an affiliate. And if you do that, I can pretty much guarantee that you are going to stand out from other companies who are promoting the same type of product that you are. Because, you know, honestly, the industry standard is fairly low. Does that all make sense? Does that, you know,
absolutely
pretty much clarify?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm right on track with you.
So
the first thing you look for when you're choosing a program is the payout level.
Right.
Make sure it's going to be worthwhile for you. And
exactly.
I assume that most affiliates who, a lot of the successful affiliates these days seem to focus most of their campaigns on pay-per-click marketing. So I would assume that that's a consideration that a lot of the big experienced affiliates such as yourself are going to look at right away as a payout level.
Right, and you want something that you can work with, and if you're running an affiliate program, if you have your own product and maybe you're a little bit gun shy about giving away the farm on the front end, you know, on the front end product, maybe you want to start a little, you know, a little more conservative. That's totally fine, because if you've got an affiliate and he's giving you really good quality customers, you can work with that guy. I mean, you know, these payouts aren't set in stone. I've had instances where they have raised my commission, you know, two or three times what they're giving everyone else, because they know that the customers I'm sending are really good quality customers. On the other hand, if you start out and you're giving away, 100% or 50% of that initial price, and someone's not working out for you, well, you know, you don't have to keep him around. You can reduce his commissions, or you can explain to him or her why things aren't working out. And you got to look at this. This is a relationship of it's got to be a win-win for everyone. You know, the numbers have to work for everybody, for everyone to be happy. And you know, the commission rate's not set in stone. You can definitely be flexible with that. And I would encourage, you know, that's I think another kind of a good segue into another pointer, is that with affiliate programs, from what I've heard just from talking to affiliate managers, is that the principle, what is it, the Pareto's principle applies, the 80-20 rule. In some cases, maybe it's even 90-10, meaning a vast minority of your affiliates will send you most of your sales.
I've seen that on a personal level with some of my past projects where, you know, I have 300 to 400 affiliates and all the sales are coming from about 10 to 15 of them.
Exactly.
You know, I'd say 90%, like you said, the 90-10 rule, are coming from just a small percentage of the affiliates.
Exactly. So, and that's from what I understand, you know, that's pretty much par for the course. So I would encourage you to really kind of pay special attention to those guys. You know, in your instance, you know, look at those 10 or 15 guys or girls and say, hey, you know, what could you do if I give you a payout increase? Sometimes, in my instance, let's say I'm using pay-per-click, and on a certain commission level, I know how much I can spend and still make a profit. Now, a lot of times, if whoever I'm working with can increase my commission just a few dollars, then I can give them a ton more traffic, because then I can increase my spending budget and so forth. And so if you can go to those 10 or 15 guys and say, hey, what if I give you an extra $5 on a sale? How many more sales can you give me? And if it's still, you know, profitable for you, that can add a ton of money to your bottom line, as long as you know your numbers.
Yeah, that's a great point that I totally missed out on. I'm going to have to go back, and that's what's great about the way I have Pro from Go set up. I can immediately implement changes and update the site real easy, and I definitely need to add a topic or subtopic about how to identify and reward your affiliates who have been effective with their promotions.
Right, and you know, a lot of times if you don't feel like you know, it would work for you to increase their commissions X amount of dollars or something, it can be something as simple as giving away an iPod or something, because what happens is you stick a carrot out there and you get these affiliates, you know, creative juices running where they may explore some avenue of promotion that they never thought of to win this iPod or whatever this carrot is. And that can be something that is just set in place forever, because maybe an affiliate goes after this iPod and they discover this new promotional technique, or maybe they increase their pay-per-click budget, and I guess something like that can kind of get your affiliates to think outside the box and you know, do a little bit more extra work as far as promoting your product. And you know, that's something that's fairly cheap. I mean, you spend $100 and say, hey, we're running this promotion, and it also fosters the relationship between you and your affiliates, and is definitely another win-win for everyone. So
that may even be a good thing for us as affiliate managers to advertise in our campaigns to recruit affiliates and on our affiliate sign-up pages, the fact that affiliates who convert well will be rewarded. And,
definitely, yeah.
Definitely mention some sort of incentive program to your affiliates to kind of inspire them to get to a whole new level of in their affiliate marketing endeavors.
And I think if even just what you said, that conveying that message that, hey, we're here to work with you, something like that can really do wonders for attracting you know, the super affiliates or the whales, because If a guy is looking at 20 different offers and he sees the same thing over and over again, and then he sees this message, hey, we're willing to work with you, that guy's thinking, well, listen, I'm going to probably outperform everyone else. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do all that work and not be rewarded for it. I want a company that I can work with and it's going to grow with me. So even if they see that simple message that, hey, you know, there's some VIP treatment available here, they may be willing to choose your program over, you know, the other 19 programs out there. And that's, you know, that's certainly, you know, been true with my own efforts, and that when I, you know, when I see something like that where there's opportunity for growth, I'll choose that one any day.
Now, I know you've indicated that you mainly promote using pay-per-click marketing and search engine marketing, but what are some of the other tools you think that affiliate managers should provide to their affiliates, as far as obviously, you'd want to provide them with like sample text ads to use in their pay-per-click marketing, and perhaps some banner ads and graphics. And I'm sure you've had experience with lots of different affiliate programs. What are some of the more, I guess, unique and interesting promotional tools you've seen provided to affiliates? And what are some of the bare minimum tools you recommend we provide to our affiliates?
I would say, you know, just starting with the second part of your question first, the bare minimum, I would say, you know, enough of a variety of links to give them, such as text links with whatever your marketing message is, whatever you want to appear on their website, so that it's consistent. The other thing is enough of you know, different banner sizes as a bare minimum. And I think the other thing that you can really do that helps affiliates is to give them content. If you want
such as
to,
articles?
Certainly, yeah. I mean, you can. It could even be a sales letter disguised as an article. And you can say, hey, look, here's 500 words worth of content you can put on your website. It's an article that discusses how to do pay-per-click marketing, but then it's got links back to, you know, it's embedded with their affiliate links. I mean, that's a great kind of technique to use. And I know that there's one program I promote in particular that has been working on it for some time now, but they've got maybe 50 to 75 different articles that are actually affiliate links. So it gives the affiliate content who maybe doesn't have the time to sit down and write their own content, or maybe they just don't have the knowledge and don't have the time to research it. So if you write those articles for your own product, and it can be obviously, you know, like I said, disguised as a sales letter for your product with the affiliate link, that's kind of one of the more unique approaches I've seen out there.
Yeah, that's excellent. That is absolutely excellent. Now, as far as providing this content to your affiliates, you also need to have in place, I guess you could call it like a tracking system to kind of analyze the results and, you know, how successful your affiliates are and check out conversion rates. I know that I'm not sure how familiar you are with sites like ClickBank or Pay.com, where they actually provide all this stuff to you. But what are the bare minimum? What's the bare minimum data you'll need to be able to analyze when you're choosing an affiliate management tool, as far as, you know, number of clicks, number of sales, conversion rate? I mean, what are some of the keys that we need to look at as affiliate managers when we analyze our affiliate data?
I would say, you know, from an affiliate's perspective, that's really the tough part of being an affiliate. And then on the flip side, how it can be a lot easier to track your data if you're actually selling your own product, because you can really track things down to the keyword level, to the website level. It, you know, selling your own product, that's probably my biggest complaint as an affiliate, is that I can't see all the data that the merchant is seeing. So that, you know, as an affiliate, you could be throwing away thousands of dollars a month on advertising that isn't working because you just don't have all the tracking capabilities. But on the other hand, you know, I've worked with companies that will allow you to create your own link, so to speak, where you can say, okay, well, I want this text link to be called, you know, ABC, and this one to be called 123. That's one way of doing it. I've seen programs like that. I've also seen programs where you can name your own link, which I guess is kind of the same thing. But at a bare minimum, if you don't have those capabilities right away, if you can just give them, you know, a dozen or maybe even two dozen different text links, which they can use to track their different websites or marketing campaigns or something like that, that probably is enough for the affiliate to at least get started with. And then, you know, if your relationship continues to grow, you can provide them with more links or more tracking capabilities when it's, I guess, worth your time to invest in it.
I guess one of the biggest benefits of having your own affiliate program by using, you know, some sort of script or, you know, a server-side script, such as like the one, for example, that we're using. Before the call, I showed it to you real quick and got your opinion on it. And I think that's one of the big advantages of using a script like that, is you as the affiliate manager have total control over your affiliate program. Whereas if you take an option such as, say, ClickBank or Pay.com, if you run into any obstacles where the affiliate's asking for, you know, more tracking options, it's a little bit more difficult to implement since you're kind of going with a third party to manage your affiliates.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, if you're just starting out with your own product, you don't. You know, in my opinion, and maybe you've got a different perspective, Chris, on this, but in my opinion, you don't need to have the best tracking system in the entire universe. If you've got an affiliate program, you're just starting out, as your business grows and as your affiliate your affiliates grow with you, I think that's when you can kind of start to look at more advanced tracking systems out there. So, you know, you don't have to go crazy right out of the gate. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely it does. Because you can all, the hardest part for most people is just getting started. Once you get started, it's easier to refine and build on what you already have versus, you know, the toughest part is, which, like I said, is just getting started. Now, we talked a little bit about, you know, the types of tools you should provide your affiliates and the type of data you're going to want to analyze and help you identify your big fish affiliates, the ones you're going to want to reward, and even the sort of tracking systems you want to have in place. But the biggest question, I guess, is before you can even get started with all this, is where do you find affiliates? You're an affiliate. How do you go out and find new programs? Because as affiliate managers, we'd like to know where we can go on the hunt or the prowl, so to speak, for good affiliates. So where can we go to recruit affiliates? What are some of the things we can do to attract people to our specific affiliate programs?
Well, I think what you're doing, first of all, is really great, because as an affiliate, I think that if you're promoting products out of these huge networks like Linkshare and Performix and Commission Junction, I think you can get lost really easily. And honestly, from my perspective, I've had tremendous success when I've promoted products where I either have a direct relationship with the company selling it, where I'm using their in-house tracking software, or I know the individual who has created the product, or if it's just a small network where I know that there's only another 300 or 400 other affiliates. So I think that if you start with kind of that intimate setting with your affiliates, I think that you're really, really on the right track to developing some excellent relationships and business partnerships. And as far as identifying affiliates, I think that I guess a really kind of rudimentary approach would be to, define your industry and go out there and say, all right, I know that there's these other 20 products that are all similar to my product. Let's see who's marketing them. And, if you've got a little bit more of an aggressive personality, you can identify those affiliates and say, hey, what are they paying you? Can I beat it? And here's a tip, I guess. From my perspective, some people may think, hey, that's a little bit unethical or whatever, but, the affiliate is always going to be looking for the best deal, and it's not personal. It's really just about business, and here's a perfect example. I was promoting a credit card where we were making X amount of dollars, and I went to a trade show, and there was another network there that said, hey, look, if you bring your traffic over to our network, we'll pay you Z. And that one contact, switching the traffic over, which on my part was just, literally switching links over from one site to another, that resulted in, I think it was an extra $30,000 profit on a yearly basis.
Wow.
It's as simple as just switching the links over. And a great way, if you're looking at affiliates and if you're going out there and trying to recruit affiliates for your program, you don't have to sell the farm on the first contact. You can say, hey, look, how about you just try our program? I know that it's similar to your website. Why don't you try it on a limited basis? See how we're doing as far as conversion. And if you think it's converting better than some of your existing offers, then we'll talk about commission and price points, and we'll work with you. So rather than saying to an affiliate, hey, I know you're promoting product A, if you promote our product, we'll give you all this money. Instead, just say, hey, how about you just give this a try? I think you'll find that we convert fairly well and our payouts are fair, and we're definitely willing to work with you. If you do that approach as approaching it as, hey, just give it a try, as opposed to we're trying to disrupt your entire business, I think that's probably the best way to go about it.
Yep, that's a great angle. Do you have any other suggestions as far as how to recruit affiliates into your program, aside from what you just mentioned as far as checking out your competitors and seeing, where their affiliates are kind of coming from, which I guess could be almost tricky. I know you could go kind of play around on Google and, see who's doing the AdWords advertising and go along that route. But you mentioned something to me earlier as far as getting in touch with the networks. And is there any way that you know of from your experience as an affiliate who promotes products that are found on networks such as Commission Junction or Linkshare, is there any method you may know of where an affiliate manager could kind of infiltrate the network and try to snake a few affiliates out of the big networks where there's just, hordes and hordes of affiliates signed up?
Right. Yeah, it's definitely a little touchy. There's been instances where I've seen it done before. you know, one idea is that if you are at that level where you're attending some of these trade shows, such as Affiliate Summit or AdTech, there's tons of potential contacts at those trade shows. And I know that as an affiliate, I've personally kind of started some, not personally, but been approached by different affiliate managers who say, hey, look, why don't we work together? And a lot of times it's been in industries I didn't even really consider, but have worked out on my end. So, you know, if you do have the funds, if you're at that level where you can go to some of these trade shows, it's definitely worth the investment. I know a lot of times, you know, people look at it and say, oh man, it's $400 to go to the trade show and then, or the conference, whatever it is, and then another, $500 or $1,000 to travel. But kind of the way I look at it is, hey, it probably isn't that hard to make at least one contact or one takeaway from those conferences that would justify the cost and then some. I mean, every single time I've ever gone to a live event, you know, whatever the takeaway is, it's always been at least 10x or 20x of whatever the investment was. So if I'm, you know, if I'm spending $1,000 to attend this thing, usually whatever you get out of it is at least, you know, $10,000 or $20,000 out of it. So that's, I guess, one way to do it is just kind of go out there and rub elbows with people and potential business contacts, and those things usually just kind of snowball and lead to more opportunity.
Right, and that's, so, I think you bring up a great secondary point, and that's that a lot of people who are starting out online with their own product, I think they forget that there's a lot of offline capabilities and potential as far as recruiting new partners and affiliates by attending these sort of events, like you said. So I want to also make the point that it's a great thing to take your online business offline, just however so slight, by attending these conferences where you'll meet like-minded people and network with them. And as you said, just to kind of piggyback there, I like that idea of using offline channels to kind of, I guess the best way to describe it would be to kind of herd people towards your product or program.
Right, exactly.
We pretty much touched on all the bases that I really wanted to cover, and I think we put together a very informative interview that gives a great perspective to affiliate managers on what the types of things that a good affiliate looks for in a program. So do you have any closing thoughts or last-minute tips or advice to share with the affiliate managers out there who are in the process of creating their own product and their own affiliate program, things they can do to attract affiliates and reward them appropriately to keep them motivated?
I would just say keep on plowing forward, because Chris, you probably know just as well as anyone, and when you're doing this stuff, you run into all sorts of obstacles along the way and brick walls, and a lot of times you in a way you kind of want to give up and throw in the towel and say, hey, this is all just a fantasy, but it really isn't. I mean, if you keep plowing forward and blasting through these brick walls, you really kind of develop the momentum, and that would be what I would have to say, is just keep plowing forward. You hit the obstacles, either find a way through them or around them, and just keep at it. Don't just throw in the towel if you run into one, because you're bound to run into them over and over again. But I think with the information that you're providing, it's going to at least remove, hopefully a majority of the obstacles that people can face, and make it as smooth and as easy as possible.
That's some great additional advice. I once heard a wise marketer say, if you never give up, you'll never fail. And that's
right.
That's one quote that I've always kind of kept with me. I can't actually remember where I heard it from, but I use it quite often when I'm trying to give people a little bit of inspiration. I think it's totally true. And like you just said, if you plow through those brick walls and never give up, failure is no longer an option, because you'll always bounce back and overcome. So I want to thank you for taking the time to do this interview with me today, and I'd like to keep in touch as much as possible. It's been great talking to you, and I think we put together some excellent information that our members are really going to gain a lot of benefit from, and when they get to the point where they're ready to start piecing together their affiliate program. So I want to thank you, and hopefully we'll talk soon.
Yeah, definitely. And thanks for having me, Chris. I enjoyed it.